The letter comes in advance of an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, that will soon be released by the Army Corps of Engineers. That document will outline several options for the river in terms of how to deal with the endangered fish. Those options could include everything from breaching the four dams in the river to working to improve fish habitat. In the past, that EIS has often been challenged by various conservation groups, and a federal judge has ruled that the plan has not gone far enough to save the fish, which are listed as threatened or endangered. Chad Jensen is the CEO of Inland Power in Spokane, who says they hope the gridlock of litigation can be avoided this time around and that all parties can sit down together to discuss how to find a solution.
And maybe this is setting a new precedent, which it shouldn't be, sadly, that it's a new idea that we sit down together at the table and kind of represent our mutual needs and see if we can come up with something together. Once again, instead of fighting it out in court.
Jensen says inland customers spend about $10 million per year, or a quarter of the cost of power bought from Bonneville Power Administration, on fish and wildlife programs, primarily to help the salmon. Inland Power has been opposed to breaching of the Snake River dams.
We just think there's other solutions. Obviously, fish passage through the dams is fairly significant. They do fairly well, especially with spill. It's just kind of that mental block as a region that we believe, dams are bad for fish. We think they can coexist.
Those dams produce about 5% of the hydropower used in the region. Critics of the dams say that they are the main obstacle to salmon migration to and from the ocean. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.